And now we have an event that can bring tears of joy to one nation and tears of sorrow to another. It's the historic rivalry in cricket between Britain and Australia. NPR's Philip Reeves explains.
This is a horrible time of year in Britain. It's cold, wet and dark. People wander around London with fixed scowls and running noses. Everyone seems exhausted. Inquire a little closer, though, and you find this general weariness is not merely a holiday hangover. Some people haven't been going to bed. They've spent night after night glued to their TVs or radios. They've been following one of the world's greatest, oldest sporting contests, staged on the other side of the planet in Australia. It's called the Ashes. This is a cricket tournament of five games, each lasting up to 5 days, spread over more than a month. England and Australia have competed for the Ashes trophy since 1882. The rivalry between the two nations is ferocious. For years, the Australians were the gods of the sport, arrogant, brilliant, and unbeatable at home. That's changed. For the first time in nearly a quarter of a century, England yesterday won the Ashes on Australian turf. In fact, they thrashed the Australians, winning the series 3-1 and breaking many a record on the way. Cheering from the sidelines was a bizarre throng of thousands of English fans called the Barmy Army. They got the name Barmy for being nutty enough to follow a team seen for a long time as losers. In Australia, the Army's now partying, celebrating a victory few imagined possible a few years back. In England, the mood's slightly more subdued, but some of those fixed scowls will this morning be replaced by big smiles. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.